Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley from the world-famous motivational website, EveryDayIsSaturday.com. EveryDayIsSaturday.com. I want to welcome you to another phenomenal podcast, internet radio show. It's going to be more of a quick hit. My podcasts have always been between 18, 20 minutes long. We're going to shorten them way down just so you can focus on one, just one action item, not clutter your mind, not get you too much sidetracked, too much to focus on, but first things first, if you have not gone to EveryDayIsSaturday.com and downloaded my ebook that's changing lives worldwide titled You Are a Champion, it's free, absolutely, positively, 100% free, just like this podcast is. Go over to EveryDayIsSaturday.com and put in your name and email. Get your hands on the ebook, get plugged into the community. We got a lot of great things going on in the spring of 2008. Awesome launches, product launches. I won't give it away now, but stay tuned to this podcast as well as the website. If you are on our email list, you will find out first before anyone else of any product launches down the road. But hey, let's get into this message today, this short, quick hit, powerful, action-taking, mind-blowing message. And I want to talk to you about if you don't like the way things look right now around you or anywhere in life, don't talk about it. Don't complain about it. Take action. The most powerful six-letter word in the dictionary, action, A-C-T-I-O-N. You know, I did, and I tell you all the time, if anyone that's a regular listener, if you've heard me on stage or heard my podcast or anything like that, you know that the only thing I speak, teach, and talk about is what I have done and what I have accomplished in my life. It's not bragging because I've walked the walk. All I am doing, my main focus is to rescue as many corporate slaves as I possibly can. And if you love your job and you love everything about what's going on in your life, I think that's awesome. I think you ought to take that message out into the marketplace and get your own website, blog, and a radio show and help other people, because most people I talk to wish they could spend more time with their family, wish they had time freedom, wish they had financial freedom, but they just feel trapped. And this message is going to empower you to take action. See, don't just sit around and complain about what's going on at work and what's going on outside of work or in your community, at church, in small groups, whatever it is that you think should be is wrong and needs to be righted, take action. See, one of the things that frustrates me so much is I'm not even in a job anymore, and I still hear from people I used to work with about how frustrated they are with things that are going on. Hey, man, don't tell me about it. That's one of the reasons, the main reasons I left was to change, to help create leaders. There's so few leaders and so many unqualified people in leadership positions these days that are impacting people's lives. And, you know, I sat around and I thought that if I didn't like the way the landscape looked, I'd change it. No different than if I didn't like a television show that I'm watching right now, I just changed the channel. And you have to change your channel, champion. Say that five times fast. Change your channel, champion. You don't like what you're watching right now. You don't like the station you're tuned into. What are you going to do? Are you going to mope? You're going to sit around and complain? You're going to tell your neighbor? You're going to tell your coworker? Call somebody on the phone? Create a triangle of gossip? You know, gossip's viewed in the Bible worse than murder, okay? If you are out there gossiping about things and creating a triangle, what's a triangle? It's you speaking about someone to someone. That's three people involved in a conversation. It happens every day on the job. You start getting the hint on why I was kind of a square peg in a round hole in a job, because I don't gossip. I take action. I don't sit around and complain and talk about the way things would be in a perfect world. I get out and I do it, man. And if that hurts to hear right now, hey, guilty as charged. You know what? Look in the mirror and think about it. Are you an individual who sits around gossiping, talking about the way things should be, instead of getting out and taking action? You don't like the way the scenery looks right now. What are you going to do about it? Another day has gone by today, whenever you're listening to this show right now. You've exchanged one day of your life for what? What is it? What are you going to do? Are you going to take action right now? Are you going to hit stop as soon as you hear the Every Day is Saturday jingle? And you know the show's over, which is going to happen in just a few minutes. And what are you going to do then? Are you going to go back to what you were doing? Because if you do, you're going to go back to getting what you've always gotten. Okay? Or are you going to say, you know what? I know 9 out of 10 people aren't going to do anything about their life where they are right now. They're just going to sit around and complain because it feels good. It's like junk food. You're hungry, you go grab some Cheetos or nachos or something like that, some junk food. It cures the hunger for about 15 minutes, right? It's still there. Are you going to eat junk food, champion? Are you going to go out and are you going to take care of it with a nice, healthy diet of action? I encourage you, I empower you right now. If there's more people like you out there right now taking action and not making excuses, the world would be a better place. And every day would be Saturday for you and for everybody that you touch. So go out there, take action. You don't like the way the scenery looks, you change it today because you are a champion. God bless you. God bless your dream. This is Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com. We'll see you in the Success Circle, champion.